welcome to the Scholars International Group Learning Series. Our topic today is one that concerns all of us living in the UAE, the constantly evolving real estate and property market. As more people move to our dynamic city of Dubai, common questions arise. Where to buy? When to buy? How to buy? Should I buy? Should I rent? These questions are always on our minds. Our guest for this episode is perfectly poised to shed light on this crucial but often confusing topic. Mr. Asim Hussain is the managing director and founder of Capella Properties, a boutique real estate organization that has been serving clients in Dubai for over a decade with satellite offices in South Africa and the United Kingdom. Asim brings with him over 20 years of experience in international project management, real estate and wealth management, as well as investments. Additionally, as an active member of the Judge Club, he chairs and judges various business awards in categories ranging from real estate to innovation and international business. Welcome, Asim Hussain, founder of Capella Properties. We're so happy to have you for the Scholars International Group Learning Series.
Thank you, Karishma. Thank you for having me here.
So, Asim, we know Dubai's property market has been booming. There's no signs of slowdown happening. I believe May had record target sales, which surpassed April 2009 figures, if I'm correct.
That's correct.
Now, in this atmosphere and in this current landscape, how does a first-time buyer navigate this market? And also, we know now you've got more and more families coming to Dubai. Before, I think it was singles and professionals. Now you have so many more families arriving. What is the checklist that they need to have? What do they need to be prepared with?
Okay, that's you've dropped the bombshell on me right then and there. Okay, so diving into, I don't think we need to talk anything about why Dubai, because Dubai has been established over and over. This is the destination. Now, at one point in time, people used to come in Dubai and say, I want to invest in Dubai, and this is going to be my destination for investment. Hub of investment is going to be Dubai. Now, that thought process is being revamped, and it is already being revamped. And Dubai is now the choicest destination for people to come and live. They want to get on the bandwagon of this Dubai lifestyle. And they want to have not only their investments here, because they know the safety, security, the raising of kids, the whole cultural vibe over here. It is very conducive for families and people to come here and make this their home. So when you talk about home, that means you're talking about a family which constitutes about 3 to 4 people. An right. average family size of Dubai is going to be around 4.8.
Okay.
The records show that it's going to be a mix of around 4 to 5 people per family. Now, on an average, there is a target set. If you have the 2033 agenda and 2040 agenda of Dubai, if you go through it, they have a plan of taking the population of Dubai from right now, which is 3.5 million, to a total of 7.5 million, 7 to 8 million, anything in between. That means from now, every year, there's going to be an influx of 250,000 people every year. So the first question, where if I'm a first-time buyer,
right,
is the market saturated? Is there an oversupply?
And I believe there is an undersupply, if I'm not mistaken, at the moment.
You're the first person who has been bang on in understanding that, yes, there is a massive undersupply. If you're talking about 250,000 people coming every year to Dubai to make this their home, that means you need an average of around 50,000 units to be delivered. Now, these 50,000 units are going to be a mix of apartments, townhouses, villas, big buildings, everything is in the mix. But 250,000 people every year, 50,000 units required every year, where there is a delivery of around 13,500 to around 15,000 units per year. That's the actual figure.
That's crazy mathematics.
That's crazy mathematics. I'm a stickler for that. So that indicates that there is an undersupply.
Right.
So anybody who wants to, and that fact is not only known by you and me, that fact is very much well inculcated in the system, and all the developers know this for a fact.
That is
why you see so many launches going on.
Understood.
So anybody who wants to come should understand why there are so many launches going on.
Okay.
And that is specifically the reason why there are so many launches going on. And there's so many people who want to come here and want to establish this as the base of the family. In that agenda, if you go through the D33 agenda and you go to Dubai 2040 agenda, you will find out that a lot of educational institutes are coming in.
Yes.
A lot of Ivy League universities are coming here. That means that the education hub is going to be Dubai for the entire region, entire GCC region. This is going to be the hub of education as well. Keeping this aside now, Dubai would offer you anything which is starting from a studio.
Right.
To anything which up to a mansion of 7-bedroom mansion or 8-bedroom mansion, everything is available in the market. For people who would like to come and say, okay, I'm going to invest in some future, I have 3-4 years to make sure that I'm selecting the right thing, I would say the best course of action for a family is to come, take any unit that they prefer, which is closer to the children's school, which is closer to the workspace, live here on rent for 6 months to a year.
And then decide.
See the dynamics. See which area they would consider as their home. Because when you want to mortgage something or you want to make into a home, you're talking about at least 10 to 15 years, right?
Correct.
You're talking about putting down roots. So you're talking about a time period of 10 to 15 years. See what's available in the market. What's their financial condition? What's the family dynamics are going to be? Are they going to bring in their parents? Are the parents going to be living there as well? Would they be inviting their siblings to come and live with them? It's going to be a couple of kids, a dog, a cat, whatever pets they have. So depending on the family dynamics, number one, and then whatever the lifestyle they want to choose. For example, somebody would like to play golf all the time.
Right.
So they would then not make a decision based only on what's available, but the lifestyle choice.
Right.
So Dubai, what also offers is a lot of variable lifestyle choices. If you are fond of living by the sea, you have choices. You have waterfront communities. You have not only micro cities. Right now, you have master communities as well.
Right.
So you have standalone buildings. You have micro cities. And you have master communities. All those three types of destinations are available for people to choose from.
Agreed. So there's no end to the different possibilities because all the different developers are catering to lots of different needs and desires. The question is, how does someone decide? What would you say if a family came to you and said, I want to buy my first home? What do they need to look at to do that?
The first thing I would say,
if you had a checklist of 5 points,
I will say, first of all, people can go on numeral portals,
right,
platforms, start from Google, and they can search on properties. But I always recommend to go and meet a real estate consultant.
Okay.
A person who's not only interested in selling them something, but a person who would actually understand the requirements, understand the needs, understand the finances, and then make a recommendation.
Right.
So the first and foremost thing is, What is the lifestyle choice that they want to have? What are the financial implications that they can have? Now, everybody has a certain amount of finances. Now, if you, like, for example, they pay different payment plans.
Right.
The different finances available. Are you going to mortgage it? Do you have the finances of buying the property right at the onset of giving all the cash? Are you going to sell something, for example, if you're coming from India or you're coming from Pakistan or you're coming from US or any part of the world? Are you going to sell your home there and going to bring that money in? So what are the dynamics going to be? What is the time frame that you want to live? For example, I'll give you an example. Somebody wants to come to me and say, I want to buy something and mortgage it. I said, do you have the mortgage pre-approval with you? No, I don't have the pre-approval, but I'll go into this process. I'll start the process and I'll give the down payment and I'll go to my bank and I'm sure I'll go.
Pre-approval is a prerequisite in Dubai.
It's a prerequisite if you are going for a mortgage.
Got it.
So the first and foremost thing, go for a pre-approval. Look at the limit of that pre-approval. How much are you going to get from the bank?
Understood.
In most of the cases, what happens that when you go for the property valuation, if the property, for example, is for 5 million, the valuation might come at 4.5 million. So in addition to the 20% or 25% or 15% that you're going to put in from your side, that gap is also supposed to be covered by you. There are various payment plans then. For example, you have seen 1% payment plans. Everybody is very thrilled about those 1% payment plans. I have to give 1% every month and I'm sorted and I'll get this property at the end of the day. 2 years, 3 years down the line, and there are post-completion payment plans as well. However, do you know that you have to make a down payment of 20% plus 4% for the DLD fee?
Right. So, and this deposit changes, right? It's 20% if it's a first-time buy. It's more if it's a second-time buy.
No, that is for the mortgage.
Got it.
Because the government of Dubai considers that if you're buying a property for the first time, that's for your personal use. So you can get up to 80% of the mortgage value.
Understood.
And then 20%, you'll have to cover it up.
Okay.
Now, this, if you're buying a second property, that means you're making an investment. That means your contribution to that has to be around 30 to 35%. So for your personal use, the first time, you get up to 80% from the bank. And for the subsequent second and third, it can go down.
Understood.
It goes down generally. Now, I'm talking about the payment plans where you go to a developer and you say, I have seen your 1% payment plan and I would like to take the benefit out of it and I would like to go for it. But they need to understand that even for a 1% payment plan, in most of the cases,
you need a 20% deposit.
You need a 24%
deposit.
Down payment available with you. So you book that unit for 10%. The next month, you have to give 10%, and the 4% you have to give for the DLD registration fee. So 24% goes from your pocket right at the onset. The reason for going to a consultant, a real estate consultant, that's because that consultant would guide you in those things, would also look at the financial muscle that you have and then recommend something accordingly and make sure that you do not have sleepless nights later in the time on it.
Understood. Now, we've talked about the buying and the mortgage and all of that. And I myself, when I moved here with my family 10 years ago now, we did exactly that. We rented, and now we're here 10 years hence. In the current landscape, do you think that Dubai is a renter's market or a buyer's market?
Right now, these two things are coexisting. It's a very unique market.
Okay.
You will appreciate that. A lot of people are coming here with the mindset that I'm going to come here, and I came here with the same. We all came here with the same. Oh, we'll spend like 2 years, 3 years
and then
here,
go back home.
And then we'll either go back home, or this is going to be a jumping board for us, and we'll be somewhere else in the globe. Dubai is so attractive that Whosoever I've met, most of the people said that they have passed over a decade here. And they would like to make this their home for a couple of more decades, at least 2 to 3 more decades. So people are not in the habit and people are not looking to move out of it. So people who come here, I would say in the initial part for at least 6 months, see if you're coming with a family, where is the most suitable place for you to live. Take that on rent, and then in the meantime, start looking for it. If you have the financial means, take something which is off plan, because in 2 to 3 years, now all the developers, the grade A developers that are in Dubai, are delivering on time.
Right. Now, you said the ideal thing, and this is what I was told as well, live near your kids' schools, right? Especially if you have children. But not everyone can afford to live near their kids' schools. So, which brings me to my next question. With this burgeoning, booming market, right? I mean, do you have to be a millionaire? Do you have to break the bank to be able to afford something here?
I don't think so. That's what we said. Now, Dubai has affordable housing as well. And a lot of people are concentrating on those affordable houses as well. The cost of construction has increased. The price point has gone up. That is understandable. That is happening across the globe in all segments of the market. Right. It's not just real estate. You have to see, people come to me and say, oh, back in 2014 or 13, a 3-bedroom townhouse was for this much. Now the starting price has gone up. The starting price has gone up because of the cost of construction has changed. The technology that used to be available at that time has also changed.
Yes.
More smarter homes are being constructed. More communities are being constructed. Now, Dubai is one of the cities that is now on the point of making micro cities. Like, for example, I'll give you an example. Dubai Hills is a micro city. Yes. And a layman definition of a micro city is if you enter that city over a weekend, you don't have any reason to come out of it.
Yes.
There are around 9,370 odd micro cities across the globe. And a couple of them are coming up very fast in Dubai. They're already there. And a couple of more are coming in Dubai.
Great concept.
Now, those micro cities have numerous types of properties available. You have smaller properties and you have larger properties. The best advice I can give to someone is, for example, say I need for my own consumption a 3 to 4 bedroom townhouse.
Right.
That's the sweetest spot. I will wait and save money. I'll say, if you have some money that you can keep aside, start investing in a studio and a 1-bedroom.
Right.
Rather than keeping that money idle, because that money is not generating more money.
Understood.
The prices of the property are going to rise, are going to increase. If you invest in smaller units at the time when you're going to sell them and buy that dream home that you have been dreaming of, those smaller units' prices will also augment. They will also go up. So at the end of the day, this will help you rather than keeping that money idle in a bank or have that passive investment. This is a passive investment. And this is one of the most secure passive investments that you can have in Dubai. So rather than just waiting for the time that I'll wait when I have enough money to invest in a 4-bedroom townhouse or a 3-bedroom townhouse, because that's what I would like to have in maybe Imar or Miras or nicer community. You understand?
Okay.
Those are the master communities that master developers are concerned. I would say try and invest in smaller units to start with so that your investment is also growing every day.
Understood.
And wherever you have a chunk of money, maybe you get an annual bonus, maybe you get something, maybe you sell your property somewhere else in the globe. Then buy smaller units, keep that augmentation with you, and at the end of the day, pull them, liquidate them, and buy that dream home if that is workable for you.
So this actually brings me to a very interesting question that I did have for you, because we often hear of this term here in Dubai called, and you hear it at dinner conversations, you hear, wherever you go, you hear it, I'm going to buy this and I'm going to flip this property and I'm going to buy something else. Is that what you're referring to right now? And how sound is this whole flipping property business?
Okay, I'm not talking about flipping, because flipping is a very short-term process.
Okay, that's different.
That's different. That is a sign of an unstable market.
Okay.
Okay. Flipping means I'll buy something and I'll flip it in 3 months and I'll flip it in 4 months and I'll buy something else with the money and I'll buy something else. Flipping would create an artificial bubble in the market. Like if you see the Nike Swoosh, the prices are going up. Anything which is not on a linear scale, which is going on an exponential scale, is not sustainable. Flipping in a very, very mature market is not sustainable. What I'm talking about is, for example, you'll say, I want to buy a four-bedroom townhouse. The price for that is around 3.5 million right now. I'm giving you a rough example.
Right.
3.5. Don't hold me on that. Get me a townhouse and 3.5. So average price, let's say 3.5 to 4 million. I get a townhouse, a four-bedroom, and it's a very nice corner unit, single row, this. All it checks all the boxes. Now, you're going to wait from now till maybe 3 years, 3.5 years, so that you have, right now I have 500,000, I have over 1 million. It's not 3.5 or 4 million. So I just have 1 million. What do I do? I'll keep it in the bank. I would say for those 3 to 4 years, don't sit idle. Invest in smaller properties. Understood. Buy that. You can sell it in 3 to 4 years. Sell it in 5 years. But have that money start working for you even in smaller segments, smaller portions. Why is that money being kept idle in the bank is beyond me.
Okay.
The second thing is the flipping. Dubai government is very cognizant of this fact. And what they have done is they've said, now you cannot sell anything until unless a certain percentage of the construction has been achieved and a certain percentage of the payments have been achieved. So you cannot buy something today and sell it in the market tomorrow if it's an off plan. You have to wait for 30 to 40% of the payments to be completed and similarly a certain percentage of the construction to be done. That means that the short-term flipping process, which is unhealthy, is no more present in Dubai.
So in your opinion, Dubai is a healthy market? Is it a bubble? What is it?
Okay. Everybody asks me, Dubai is a bubble. There is a bubble index which is printed and published every year. Now, in order to understand what the bubble, and as per that index, Dubai is the greenest place you can find. It's very safe. It's very secure. You know, a bubble occurs when your economy is not in tandem with the increase in pricing and everything. For example, if your inflation rate is, for this region, the economy is around 2% GDP growth. Now, if your GDP growth is going south and your prices are going north, that means there is a dichotomy somewhere.
Right.
That would indicate that, yes, this is a bubble. The GDP growth of this region on an average is 2%. Dubai's current GDP growth is 4%. So the GDP is increasing. So it is going hand in glove with the prices and everything. So it's not a bubble if it exists in a healthy economy. If it's an unhealthy economy and the prices are going up, they're not sustainable. And that is actually a bubble.
Okay.
It's not only based on the prices. It's based on the GDP growth of that country, of that city, of that nation.
So let's go to talking about buying off plan, which is what you were talking about, in this healthy market.
Yes.
Right? how does a newcomer or even someone who's lived here for a long time, how do you trust in this whole off-plan, offering? How does one buy off-plan? And finally, what if the off-plan plan doesn't go to plan? How are you secured?
Okay. First and foremost, do your due diligence. A lot of people would go and they would research, find out facts, find out figures, and meet people who are in this industry, the real estate consultants, the professionals. I normally tell my clients the amount of research that you're going to do on a project, at least do half of that amount of research in the people you're going to work with, your consultants. They are the people who are going to guide you better. So select a good real estate consultant. Now, a consultant, if he's an independent consultant, they have their business here, they are not bound to one developer. It's like in the car market, if you are going and buying and you have a consultant, you have the option of selecting any brand. It's the same thing. It's the same principle, same concept that applies in real estate as well.
Right.
For example, if you come to me, I can do a SWAT analysis of MR, Choba, Ellington, Miras, Nakheel, Dubai Properties, all those big developers. I'm sorry if I missed anybody. All those big developers, you can do a SWOT analysis. First, do that analysis of that developer. See the track record. See the delivery pattern. See the payment terms. Then see the past progress. Then see if they have escrow accounts.
Okay.
So all your money as an individual should be going to the escrow account.
Okay.
If the developer does not have an active escrow account for that particular project.
This is the developer's escrow account.
Developer's escrow account. So what happens that whatever payment you make.
For anyone that might not know, what does that mean? Could you?
Okay. What happens that the money that you give does not go to the developer's bank. They do not have access to that money.
Okay.
Right. And that money goes into an escrow account. What happens in that escrow account? Dubai government monitors the progress. For example, if your milestone was supposed to be 40% of the progress, at the time when the developer says, okay, 40% has been achieved, I need access to that 40% milestone payment that is supposed to come to me. They will have to get that project inspected by Dubai government. The DLD will come, inspect that, issue a report and say, yes, we confirm, we concur that yes, 40% of the payment can be released to the developer because 40% of the progress has been achieved. The milestones have been achieved. The progress has been made in that. What happens that the developer then cannot run away with your money because then money is not freely available to them. And it is only and only given to them once that progress has been achieved and the milestones have been met. So that secures your payment that they cannot run away with that money. And they need to put in money in order to initiate a process. They need to procure land. They need to have the base investments made in order to do the marketing, the selling, the basic construction, the groundbreaking, the shoring and piling. Those are all activities that they have to do. And then they reach out to the clients and say, okay, these activities are being done. This is the progress report. Any buyer has access to that information on Dubai Land site and the Dubai Res app. Okay. It's an app for that.
Dubai Res app.
Now, that app will tell you about each and every project, what progress has been achieved. Is it on time? Is it being delayed? Is it ahead of time? And at what progress milestone is it? So all that information is actually there in order to safeguard the first-time buyer, especially in any buyer. Any person who invests in Dubai real estate can feel safe and secure.
That's really good to know. That's excellent. You also said...
I'm sorry if I'm giving too long of all the answers.
No, it's great because we need to understand these things. They're quite technical. In terms of ownership, right? I believe also now there are platforms that are being devised where people can co-own a property now. I believe there's a platform called the Shard where you can have, I think it's developing, it's going to be released at some point soon, where 8 different people can own a property under the same title deed. They don't need to be blood relatives or any of that. How do you feel about that going forward? Is that something that's going to be beneficial to buyers in Dubai?
Obviously, that's going to... So what's happening right now? Anytime you're considering in a decent project, your price point goes around 800 to 1.2 million. 800,000 dirhams to 1.2 million is basically an entry price into this Dubai real estate market for a decent, nice project, for a one-bedroom or a studio. That's the price point that is promulgating in the market right now.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people do not have that money collected with them. So they may have lesser amount.
Right.
So it started, it's a concept that is all across the globe. It's co-ownership. For example, this is already in place for projects like SLS. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
SLS used to have, you can have co-ownership.
Can you explain what is SLS?
SLS is a project in Business Bay. It's okay. A hotel. And they had
the
SLS hotel.
Okay.
So SLS hotel and apartments, they had this concept of co-ownership. So 4 people can have ownership of a property. And they cannot be, they need not be blood relatives. It's not that, okay, this is a apartment and I have this area marked. They have 25% of the shares of that. They are independent of the other people. Once they invest that amount, they get a title deed showing them as 25% of the co-owner of that property. And they are independent in selling and everything else. They are independent of the other 3 people.
Understood.
The co-ownership concept exists, and it's going to be now more and more inculcated in the mainstream as well.
Okay.
Because that's going to enhance the base of the people who are going to invest in Dubai.
Excellent. Thank you so much for answering all these questions. I have 2 last questions for you. In your opinion, for anyone that's coming into Dubai or anyone that's looking, what are your top sort of places to look for to buy currently? What would you recommend? What areas?
Areas. I would say go for master communities.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying...
Is there anyone you can recommend? Or is there anyone you feel...
MR is coming up. Miras is coming up. Dubai Properties is coming up with a lot of master communities. Shoba is coming up with master communities.
And these have different levels of affordability.
Affordability is definitely embedded in this.
Excellent.
The reason I say master communities, you see, you need to understand, once your sub-community, for example, Arabian Ranches, is a master community. Now, the price augmentation in this type of scenario is in
the
3 steps.
The price of?
The price augmentation.
Augmentation. Like
the price increase is in 3
right.
steps. Once your sub-community is complete, for example, your townhouse, your villa is complete, you get a price hike. Your sub-community is complete, it gets another price hike. You have your master community complete, it gets another price hike. So the price appreciation in master communities is much, much more.
Understood.
Also, after COVID, a lot of people have moved from vertical to horizontal
yes.
living.
Yes.
Especially with kids.
Yes.
So the exposure is less to other people. And at the same time, they have more access to the parks, to the cycling tracks, to the jogging tracks, to outdoor barbecue areas. And in a master community, these facilities are abundantly present there. So people want to have master communities so that they can explore and they can enjoy all these facilities with their families. That's what I would recommend.
And even someone who wants to buy a studio or something, you would also recommend master communities for those people?
That is preferred. I would prefer any day of the week over an independent. I'm not against the independent buildings, but a master community is always preferred.
Understood. And finally, what should someone be on the lookout for if they were coming in this summer or they were looking to buy, you know, within the next 2 months? Three really quick words of wisdom from you or tips of advice from you.
Take advantage of Dubai shopping festival in the summer. Do we have summer festival? I think that's coming. You must be more aware of that. Dubai shopping festival, which is coming. So for advice on that, I think you're a better judge. But as far as the community...
In terms of if they really were looking
then
to...
I'm just kidding. So the first thing is, do your due diligence. Know what the amount of money that you have. And talk to a real estate consultant. Somebody who has been in this market. Somebody who would give you genuine advice, because everybody has a different mindset, everybody has a different frame of mind, and everybody has different capacity to invest. So when you're going to sit across the table with someone who's a consultant in this field, who's a professional in this field, they would give you a tailor-made advice which is best suited for you. So come here, come to Dubai. First of all, get a feel of the city. I mean, one of the cities that I can roam freely, not that I'm roaming around at 3 a.m. every night. I don't do that. But, you know, you feel safe.
Yes, I agree.
Your family would feel safe in the city. That safety is missing from a major part of the globe. And the moment you land in Dubai airport and you come out of that airport, that sense of safety and security prevails. So come, see what the city has to offer. When you come, you have to come with a positive mindset. You have to match your energy with the energy of the city. If that energy is if you're oscillating on the same frequency as the city is oscillating on, Dubai needs vibrant energies to come here, to make this their home, who are passionate about making their life worth living. That's 100%. What Dubai is all about. If you're that passionate about your life, to making something of your life, to making something a cognitive change in not only your life, but the life of your loved ones, you know, they're dependent on you. You're the driving force.
Yes.
So take that decision. Come, see the city. Enjoy what the city has to offer, and then think about what you're going to give back to the city.
Excellent.
Anybody I've seen who has come with a mindset that, yes, Dubai has a lot to offer, and this is what I have to offer to this city, and this is my meager contribution to the city, and I'm going to make this place livable and a happy place for me and my family for decades to come. By all means, I would say come, see, enjoy, do your due diligence, meet people who would give you good advice, and then take a call.
Brilliant. I'm all for the good energy.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Asim, for being here. I think there's a couple of key takeaways. One, do your due diligence. There's enough for everyone. There is something for everyone here. And it is a safe and secure place to make the investments that you need to make. Correct?
Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for being here.
Such an amazing pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.